Can it, to a verbal resignation?
Is anybody ready? Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Everybody could please rise and join me with the pledge to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough of Highlands Planning Board, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times, and notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen is absent this evening. Mr. Schaller?
Here.
Ms. Peterson?
Here.
Mr. Ruby is absent. Mayor Nolan is absent. Mr. Redman will also be absent. Mr. Hill?
Here.
Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Mr. Stockton?
Here.
Mr. Colby?
Here.
Mr. Russo is absent.
Okay, well, we do have our quorum.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to jump down to item 7 on our resolution, or our agenda, approval of resolution. Resolution authorizing professional legal services, and in your packet you have that. If anybody has any questions or discussion, please bring that forward.
I move that we approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? No? Roll call.
Mr. Schaller?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Colby?
Yes.
Mr. Stockton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Next item on the agenda after that is resolution authorizing professional engineering services. And in your packets, you have a resolution for that. Do you have any questions or?
Yeah, I have a question about this one. On the 1, 2, 3, 4th, whereas it said, says the board secretary has determined and certified in writing that the value of the contract will exceed $17,500. And then on the next to last, whereas, second one from the bottom, says the contract will not exceed $2,200.
Okay, the reason that it exceeds $17,500 is because there were also the municipal attorney, engineer, and the zoning board engineer. So in whole, they will exceed $17,500. From the borough, not just from the board. I have to calculate the entire borough. But this contract that we are awarding is for the $2,200, which is, I believe, $300 a week.
That's pretty typical.
Yeah, but I think the whereas that this contract will exceed $17,500 should be.
It's legally
clear.
Required because it's an unfair open contract.
Yeah, no. I think it should be clarified. Because it's referring to this contract, and then we're saying this contract. I mean, this resolution doesn't make sense.
Well, in a whole, I mean, I can describe it better, but in a whole,
no, I mean, your description was fine.
That it does exceed 75 because they will exceed it through the borough panel.
I know, but the fourth whereas should say something like that then.
Okay.
Want
to look something up?
Clarification. The total paid to T&M for services provided to the borough for planning, zoning,
and
borough engineer will exceed whatever, or equal. And that will clarify it that it's not, I get it, that'll clarify that it's not a planning board issue.
Got it.
With that amendment is,
I'll move it.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Schaller.
Any discussion on that motion?
No.
Any more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Schaller?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Colby?
Yes.
Mr. Stockton?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Now we'll jump back up to item 6 on our agenda, new business, planning review application and set planning board hearing date. And under that, we have PB 2012-2, John Hune, Block 14, Lot 2.014 at 22 Grand Tour. For the record, I need to recuse myself for that because I am a neighbor within 200 feet of the application, and because submitted with their documents, Richard Stockton Associates, who is my father's office, prepared the topographic survey for the property. So I'm going to step down and turn the meeting over to my vice chairman, Mr. Schulner, to take over. Okay.
We still have a quorum, correct?
Correct.
And this is for the review of the application?
Yes. Completeness review and set public hearing date for August.
Okay. Here's the gavel.
Nine.
I
have a gavel.
Is there anyone here other than the applicant to be heard on this application? Okay. Mr. Chairman, we looked at the notices. Reason the matter is carried because there was two or three property owners listed or agencies listed, plus one property owner's county amount that have to be notified. They weren't notified. Rather than have the applicant spend a lot of additional money, I would suggest that we carry this, obviously, to the next meeting, give them a chance to notify those three or four parties.
And only those.
Only those three or four parties. And anyone else who would be here in connection with this, if they were here, I would tell them they'd have to come back on the 9th of August?
Correct.
Yeah, and they would receive no further notice.
Okay.
So, we'll carry it till then, and anyone that's here on that, till then, you don't have to publish in the newspaper. And I don't want to see you spend money foolishly. So,
Mr. Chairman, you're just going to notice those four people, those four?
Question on that, because there is the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, and
unless you can get Middleton to waive that?
Yeah, I couldn't get that done because he was working for Middletown, he wouldn't do Highland business.
So, should we give them the option either providing a letter from Middletown waiving their
notice requirements? The only one available would have been the 805 Newman Springs Road.
The county.
The county, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, Middletown put that down. I don't think you're anywhere near the New Jersey Turnpike.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, I don't know why they put that on there, but that's probably just one of their standard persons. So, just get something from them that they'll waive that.
Okay. Waive the three other than the Newman's Springs. No.
And have them specify those three.
Okay. Yeah, waive whatever waivers they'll give us, the sewage authority and the like, that's fine. The county of Monmouth that does own property has to be notified.
Right.
What's the issue with the Turnpike Authority?
Well, the Middletown, because the property is within 200 feet of another borough.
Right.
Middletown gives us a list of property of people to be notified.
Right.
Okay. On that list was included the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, amongst the Sewage Authority and the County of Monmouth.
Right.
Okay. County of Monmouth was not notified properly. The Sewage Authority, I think, was not done.
Turnpike. There's something else.
And one other. So we don't have jurisdiction to hear it because that we have to abide by the list that they gave.
But wouldn't it be just easier for him to send a letter to the Turnpike Authority than to ask for all the
letters? Yes, that's his choice.
Yeah, it'd probably be easier for you to just to send the letters than to ask for all those waivers. Because once you send a certified mail, once they got it, you've made
it's your choice. Either way, whichever's easiest for you. Try to get them to get that waiver. You may
if I do it after this meeting, it'll be okay.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. You just have to notify them. You notify them 10. It has to be sent at least 10. Make it 11 days prior to the hearing. Okay.
No problem.
Has to be postmarked that it was sent. 11 days. You can't include the date of mailing and the date of the hearing. You have to exclude one or the other. It has to notice for the date, time, and place, so it'll be August 9th. Okay. And everything else will stay the same. You're just changing the date.
Right.
Okay.
And only to those four things.
Yeah, you don't have to renotice all those other people. If they were interested, they'd be here.
That'll definitely be easier than asking for a waiver.
No, it was from Middletown who issued the request.
Yeah, but if you ask Middletown the actual waiver, then they got to have a meeting of their township committee and
whatever.
Just send
whatever's easy. Take the force of police resistance. Yeah. Take the force of police resistance.
Send a letter. And certify when it comes back.
No problem. Okay.
Proof of notice.
And the sum and substance is that back in 99, the subdivision was approved. Condition number 7, I believe it was, in the resolution required the surface. The driveway to consist of stone or decorative paver. I'm not real. Hold on 1 second. Exactly. And applicant has requested, in lieu of that, have a stone surface, have a concrete surface, and the engineers outlined a number of reasons why. And I don't know what T&M's position is.
Is there any other documents that they feel is required to hear it?
I think there was something about water, stormwater runoff, whatever T&M put in their report.
Yeah.
And I think, has that been supplied to the applicant's engineer?
I would have to defer to T&M.
Yes, the letter's been provided to the engineer. The engineer is asking if, instead of providing the soil analysis before the meeting, if they could provide that after, only because of the fact that they don't want to spend the funds. The only issue is whether or not the drainage will work for permeability. If they find that it doesn't work, they would have to come back, but that would be their own burden.
Okay.
So they're asking for an approval contingent upon the soil analysis coming back consistent with the rest of the engineering report.
Consistent with what they're saying, that the permeability will be within their stormwater management. Correct.
Got it. And you'll do that if we say okay?
Yes.
Yeah. And we didn't get that letter until yesterday.
Me either.
Okay.
I thought we're just going to put this on.
For the August meeting.
Right.
Is there anything else that we will need for the next meeting other than the registered letters and our engineer to be here?
No, that should do it.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I will.
And the certified receipt things from the.
Right. I won't be here.
Yeah.
I've got the borough attorney covering for me. I told him I didn't think that this matter would take all that long.
Right.
I think you can. And you know, I have nothing else on for that evening.
Well, he'll be versed on what's going on. All right. I'm going to shut that off. I'm sorry.
You have attention.
And that's it.
Sorry, I'm not answering it. Okay, now, what's the next thing on this thing?
We need a motion to set a hearing date. Deem it complete.
Okay.
Set a hearing date for the August 9th meeting. With the condition that he noticed the four missing.
Okay.
I'll move that.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
You want a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Peterson. May I take a roll call?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Schollner?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Colby?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Take care. And I promise I'll keep my phone up.
And for the record, if there's anyone here in the audience that's hearing this application, you must return at 7:30 p.m. on August the 9th and will not receive any further notification.
Okay. Now we'll move on to communications.
Okay.
The Borough of Highlands recently adopted two new zoning ordinances, amendments. One is Ordinance 0-12-9 and 0-12-10. I believe I provided copies to you in your packets. We don't have to take any action on it. They've been adopted. It's just for your information.
We already did all the work on that.
Right. Then we got a communication from the Monmouth County with regard to the draft Monmouth County road plan. If there's any comments on that, someone can make them. Then we received communications from the NJDEP with regards to an application for Jeremita for Block 1, Lot 1102. Does not require any board action. We also received a letter from Freehold Soil Conservation dated May 22nd regarding Block 28, Lot 15.05, which also does not require any board action. So with that, could we move on to minutes?
Yes.
Would someone offer the May 10th minutes?
I will accept for the first 13 minutes when I was late.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
Second here?
I'll second.
Seconded by Ms. Peterson. Mr. Schollner?
Yes.
Ms. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr. Colby?
Yes.
Motion carried. Is adjournment. My favorite one.
So moved.
Offered by Mr. Gallagher.
Second.
Second by Ms. Peterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.
You had a good night.